Your initial impressions of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Coach?
They're a good football team. I think they're young, they're athletic on defense. They put a lot of pressure on teams. They take the ball away. They play extremely hard, and they play very physical. So defensively, they're an athletic group. Offensively, they're a team that has a lot of weapons. They can strike at any point in time. They're really effective throwing the ball down the field. They've got three tall receivers that can go up and make a play on the ball down the field, and they'll throw it into coverage sometimes and give their guys an opportunity to go up and make the play. So the quarterback, I think, is playing really well. Martin, the runner, is obviously there's a reason why he was a first-round draft choice. So I think this is a talented football team.
Quarterback last year had 22 interceptions, and Joe Torre only had six. Now it looks like they got him back on track, sort of. Is there anything you see from what they're doing?
Well, I mean, I think what they do. I think they figured out what they can do really well offensively, they're putting their players in those positions. I think their ability to throw the ball down the field vertically, and their receivers' ability to go up and make a play at the highest point. Is what they do. It's extremely well. So that'll be something that we got to make sure we can defend.
Their balance make them difficult. They seem to be running the ball pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you can be two dimensional, on offense, it makes you more difficult to defend. So we got to worry about the run and the pass.
Cartel able to do today?
He was limited in practice, but yet he got a pretty good amount of work. On the show teams, and it'll be it's more of a situation of getting him in football shape, more so than it is precautionary about the injury.
Do you anticipate him being ready for the
11? I don't know. We'll see when we get to that day.
Are the Bucs as good against the run as the show, or is part of that the fact that teams are able to count?
Well, no, I think they're as advertised stopping the run. I think they do a great job of stopping the run. They're very active inside with their two inside tackles, and they do a lot of things to get disruption in the backfield. They're one of the best teams as far as creating negative plays defensively. So I think they're every bit as advertised.
It's due for a defense to have a guy like Barber back there, who's probably seen everything that there is to see. I mean, Sharper is probably like that in New Orleans. I mean, you've got a guy back there that's seen just about everything that there is possible to see. What does that do for the rest of the unit?
Well, I mean, obviously he's a guy that it's going to be extremely hard to fool, and his ability to help some of those younger players. First-round draft choice playing safety next to him, and so I'm sure his ability to help the younger players and understand, not only what's going on during the game, but just as far as the preparation, in the week of practice. So I think anytime you can have a few of those veteran players, especially the way Rondé's played, because he's made a lot of plays based on his instincts and football smarts, I think that helps you.
Run defense has put together at least three really good weeks in a row. What's gone into that? The numbers struggled here for a lot of years against the run, and this year going pretty well.
Well, I mean, it's execution. It's guys being accountable and being where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. And that's part of what run defense is. And then the other part is, guys are flying around to the ball. You eliminate some of the missed tackles and things like that when you get 11 hats around the ball, and that's something our guys have done a better job of doing.
Taking a lot of pride in it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's, that's where it all starts. Your ability to stop the run, really play a physical brand of football, and I think our guys, we believe in that.
Curry still on track to get back this week?
He practiced again this week today, and got a few more reps with the defensive group today. So again, we'll see you know, where we're at the end of the week. We don't have to make any type of decision until actually next week on him. So, you know, we'll just let it play out and see where we're at the end of the week.
Is it a matter of health for him, or just in terms of what helps him?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of a combination of both. You know, I mean, we got to make the decisions that we think is best for this football team, as well as we, you know, listen, he hadn't played football in a long time, and it's not, you know, it's not like you just, you know, come out and start playing football, you know, after a week or two and everything's fine and good. So there's still some things that we want to see out of him, and whenever we feel like it's the best move for the football team, we'll make the move.
But is there any chance that Curry won't be activated?
You know, I mean, that's a crystal ball that you got to look in to say that there's whether there's any chance that he wouldn't. Our anticipation is that we will activate him. But again, I don't have that crystal ball.
Has something been through any setbacks at all?
He has not had any setbacks. He hasn't. The progress has slowed a lot more than what we anticipated. We anticipated that there'd be more progress by this point in time, but it's coming around a little slower than what we had hoped. It's of no fault of his. It's just the nature of the injury.
Barber was saying that his transition to being a safety has been pretty seamless and almost natural, and he said he doesn't think he's ever even heard of anybody going from safety to corner.
I don't know that it's I don't know whether it has or hasn't happened. I know it's a lot less common. To see that type of move, because it's, you know, moving from corner to safety, usually what happens in that case is, you know, when a guy's, you know, maybe doesn't have quite the same speed and athleticism that he once had out on the edge, he's able to go inside and play safety, especially if he's a smart football player. Whereas you don't see a lot of guys as they get later in their career move into a position where they got to be a little more athletic and a little bit more speed.
Yeah, I don't think Huff gave up a catch against the Chiefs or a yard. I mean, how much better is he now than he was like when you had to
Well,
out there against
listen, him? I'm not ready to put him in the Hall of Fame yet, all right? I don't think Willie Brown has anything to worry about yet, but he has improved. And that's what we, you know, that's what we expect, and that's what we will continue to expect, that every day that he has an opportunity to go out there and work, that he's going to get a little bit better every week.
You mentioned Goodson and Liz Newsky as a couple guys you were going to keep an eye out.
Both of them practiced today. I don't anticipate that being any issue with either one of those two players.
Seymour mostly just maintenance?
Just more rest than anything else.
Clayton?
He's got the shoulder, so you know he's a guy that I've got concerns on.
Is Curry done work on special teams? Is that something where you activate
him? He hasn't done a whole lot of work prior on special teams, but obviously that'll be something that'll be part of his role.
He's been doing that out here.
He's been doing that out here, yes.
Does that do it, everybody? Thanks very much.
Okay.